Welcome to the Aggressively Average Podcast.
You'll be forced to stay.
Sweet Average Podcast.
I get all my facts from my gut.
Doesn't look like anyone's taking this.
Sweet Average Podcast.
I'm not allowed to go out and do what I want to do. I'm going postal. Postal.
This is a list of the people who ought to die.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Aggressively Average Podcast. Today I am joined by Maddie Z.
Hello, folks. How are we doing today?
And by Columbus comic Devin Lutz. Say hello to everyone, Devin.
Hello, hi, how you doing?
All right, now let's hop into the show.
If we're thinking, we're drinking.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hit it!
So what I'm thinking about today is how sports are back in full swing for me. And by that, I mean I'm getting to watch LeBron dominate, and I got to watch football for the first time in months. Are you guys as excited for playoff basketball and football to be on at the same time as I am?
I'm pretty pumped. I haven't been able to catch too much basketball. I'm more of a playoff basketball fan. I won't watch basketball throughout the season, and I'll just tune in during the playoffs. I feel like the level of play and the competition is a lot better. So specifically the championship game, I'll watch that. But definitely pumped for football. Huge Bills fan, and football fan in general. I love watching, even if my Bills aren't playing the sport. Very competitive. Definitely interested to see how it is with no fans. Just from what I saw today is a weird environment, to say the least.
Oh yeah, could you imagine that? What are you gonna do even? Like, no one's there to support. Like, isn't that like the whole fun of like half of football games?
I guess, but at the same time, like they always tell you, like as an athlete, you gotta block out any of the noise. Because like when I wrestled, I couldn't hear most of the people in the stands, but I was able to hear like my one friend's dad and my friend who like I trusted to be able to like coach me. Those were the only voices I ever really heard. And I don't know, like, if that was, like, how other athletes kind of handle crowd noise. But, like, I wouldn't hear anything other than, like, just background noise. And then the two people that I trusted to, like, coach me while I was wrestling. Well, obviously it is. I don't think anyone would argue that.
Yeah, but it is crazy to watch like how good LeBron James is. He is crazy good right now.
That's why I fell in love with basketball is because of him.
Could you imagine being 35 years old and just that's all you've done your whole life?
No, because I can't imagine doing anything for 35 years.
I mean, in fairness to LeBron, he's done some good work with his money, so I wouldn't say he's just played basketball. But skill-wise and job career-wise, yeah, that's all he's done. And he's pretty damn good at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. It's just like, what do you do? I'm just the fucking best at basketball. Like, that would be so cool. He doesn't have to do anything else. He could literally have people, like, he could pay enough people that they would, like, move his arms and legs and walk him around and hold up his weight all the time. All he literally has to do is play basketball, and he's amazing.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be that good at something to where you could be the biggest asshole in the world, but people just go, well, I mean, you can't do anything about it.
I mean, he put up 42 points and had a triple-double, so I mean, we're like, you know, we sort of just got to deal with that.
Yeah. What are you thinking about?
I don't know. Why don't we go to our guest first and see what he's thinking about? I'm going to throw him on the spot because I lost my train of thought.
I think about a lot of stuff all the time, but I was thinking about, like, did you remember, like, the 90s Jurassic Parks, right? The first ones, not the Jurassic World. I'm not talking Chris Pratt. I'm talking the old ones, like, with Jeff Goldblum. Could you survive that shit?
No, there's not a chance. Like, I'm the kind of person who, when people are like, oh, I'd survive a zombie apocalypse, be like, no, you wouldn't. Just because you know how to shoot a gun doesn't mean you're ready to survive a zombie apocalypse.
That one's crazy to think about. Because, like, kids did it, but then they could, like, also go into, like, little places. Like, that's what I get worried about, like, watching Jurassic Park is, like, every time those kids, like, nearly escape, They're always in like a tiny crevice and the dinosaur can't get to them. I'm not going into tiny crevices. I'm that right there, eating. Just me.
I mean, being small definitely has its advantages when you're working with large predators.
Yeah, if you can hide from it.
Yeah,
that is definitely an advantage for the kids in those scenarios. I'm definitely a bigger guy. I feel like I would die in that movie if I was there, but I wouldn't die right away. I would be the guy that's like overconfident about his survival skills because I was a Boy Scout or because I'm a hunter or whatever it is, comes in, doesn't want to listen, goes off by himself, ends up getting killed. Not right away, but like midway through the movie. Like I'd end up doing something stupid, like stealing a dinosaur egg. Like that would be me. I'd be like, this would be worth millions.
I would definitely die quick and fast.
Oh yeah, me too. I'm dead. Dude, it's just so crazy. I can't hide. So, I mean, it's just going to eat me really quick. Just sort of offer your neck to it, you know? Just like, here you go. Get the good part.
Maybe it'll give you mercy if you do that. It'll just be like, I like this one. We will take him.
We'll take him quick. Could you imagine just like, that would be the scariest thing in the world. That was like, getting ate from the middle. Like just something's like gnawing on your like stomach.
Oh yeah, the thing that you're not going to pass out right away.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about just like, you know, we have animals that still exist in the world that can tear us apart. But just imagine if like humans grew up and the dinosaurs never went away. Like imagine like you're just on your morning commute to work and then, I don't know, like some T-Rex just comes in bulldozing through on the 90 just hitting you.
God damn it. Yeah, the goddamn Tyrannosaurus got I-90 backed up another 40 fucking minutes this morning. Jesus.
We would never have gotten
kids going to school. Damn Triceratops just ate my mom on the way to work and my homework.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, I believe you. No, we heard about your mom. Imagine how cool that would be, like, just seeing, like, YouTube videos of, like, dinosaurs, like, fucking people up.
I feel like you wouldn't need to go to YouTube. That would just be literally the news every day. We lost 35 more people to a rampaging stampede. Numbers are dwindling fast.
Dude, but we would... someone would have killed them.
I think there'd be construction to, like...
No, because they would...
buildings that are dinosaur-proof. I mean...
Dude, you can't dinosaur-proof a building.
They can make buildings full of concrete. I mean, they're still animals. It's not like they can go through anything.
No, but we can make a wrecking ball that can take it out, and the wrecking ball would be a tenth the weight of a dinosaur.
You think so?
Yeah.
But it's crazy, because, like, in the movie, they make it seem like raptors are, like, super fucking smart. So, like, what if a raptor's like, I'll learn the passcode, yeah! And then the... Yeah, he's got his little raptor claw. Just do.
Intelligent dinosaurs.
Now, I'm just imagining a raptor wearing like the classic like burglar hat with the fucking black over his eyes. Creeping in with the black sweater. Like,
that'd be a crazy time. Dude. I just hope no one ever makes the Jurassic Park a real thing. Because I'm pretty sure scientists probably can't. What if all movies we watch are really just reality that like other people have stopped already? Like, what if that already happened? They're like, yeah, we just don't do that anymore.
Well, they say that movies are just things that are going to happen. People know they're going to happen. And the movies are, like, the conspiracy theories, movies are the way to, like, get people to accept that they're coming without them knowing.
That'd be dope, though, right?
No, I'm cool without dinosaurs.
I mean, you just think Apocalypse took them out, kind of, you know, maybe not the end of the world, but end of their world. And then we were created. Like, we were the next thing on evolution. Like, we are way less cool than dinosaurs.
I don't know. We can make like, dinosaurs.
Like, we had these creatures roaming the earth that were bigger than our houses. And now we're just these little, tiny, slightly smarter monkeys in roaming the earth. Like, what's so great about us? We're not
our brains, I guess. That's what they say. Have you ever seen the stuff where they say, like, dinosaurs, like, they needed, like, there was so much more oxygen on the planet then? And that's why they were, like, so big is because they could absorb oxygen through their skin.
I thought it was that there was less way back that it was a lot of vegetation, more carbon dioxide, which made for more plants. But it probably depends on the...
Could you imagine that, though? Just being able to breathe through your skin, though?
Yeah, I can osmose air through my skin all the time.
Do you think that you could be, like... Would you think you'd probably be a couple feet taller, though, if you could breathe through?
Listen, I would do a lot of things to be a couple feet taller. You know, half a foot taller would make me happy.
Wait. Okay, now I need to get the reality of the situation. Because I know you're short, but how short are you for real?
5'6". If I was 6 foot, I would take fucking 3 inches. Make me 5'9".
Why not, dude? But then you gotta give up your hog.
I mean, I don't have one of those, so go ahead and take it.
Oh, come on, man. I was trying to help.
I'm not gonna lie to people. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm walking around with a fucking tripod.
Either, dude. Dude, but it'd be way easier for you to have a tripod. Your dick could be like 10 inches shorter, right? For you to have a tripod, your dick could do. That's why midgets are so cool, because they can easily have a tripod. Like, how long are your legs really? Like, maybe a foot? So all you need is a foot of dick to be a tripod as a midget.
I mean, I feel like a foot of dick is a lot for anyone.
Yeah, a foot of dick is a lot for anybody. Could you imagine?
Do midgets have normal size?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's like the joke on, you remember in Austin Powers, dude?
Yeah. It's like a baby's arm holding an apple.
I think God should give, I feel like that's like probably a play, right? Like, you know, you're a little person, so you just got the biggest dick. I feel like that's a fair trade-off.
Whenever you start talking about Austin Powers and God, all I can imagine is Dr. Evil going, "What if God was one of us?" Bleep, 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 blue.
My favorite scene in all those movies is when he does the rap, because he's like in jail.
Yeah, it's a hard knock life for us. I love those movies. I want Austin Powers to come back and make a fourth movie so bad.
They should, honestly. What is Michael Myers doing lately?
He retired. That's probably why it'll never happen. But I have a whole bit where I think he's the only person that could do blackface and go full retard in a movie at the same time, and it'd be okay.
What about Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh, I don't know how he would do blackface, other than, you know, just
being black.
What about, isn't that just what it is, technically?
Well, blackface is offensive because it's a white person doing it. And Mike Myers would be able to pull it off, I think.
Wait, so is the movie with the two guys that dress up as the girls and their cops or whatever?
White chicks? Oh, yeah, that's one of the things where that's allowed.
Why?
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
It's whiteface.
Dude, well, that movie's funny as fuck. And then you know what I did one day on the internet? I got super lost watching videos of people just recreating that dance scene that they do. I probably spent like an hour and a half just watching those videos. It was a super weird time.
How high were you?
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't counting, you know.
All right, so I'm actually thinking about the movie business just because of COVID. Movie theaters have been closed for quite a while. I believe they're just opening back up. And even if they were going to open, movie theaters did not want to put out, or movie makers didn't want to release new movies because you're not going to have a lot of viewership if people are afraid to go. So I'm curious what you guys think. Is there any movies that you've seen that are coming out that you really want to see? Are you comfortable going to the movie theaters? Do you think movie theaters are going to survive COVID?
I hope not. I'll start this one. I hope not. That's a really terrible way to watch a movie. It's always weird. And then you got to listen to some other guy's commentary about it.
You don't like going to like smelling popcorn when you walk in and...
No, I mean, I've always just been turned off by the sticky feet. I get too distracted by that. I never end up watching the movie. It's just like, I'm just sitting there playing with my sticky feet the whole time.
I can't say that I've been looking forward to any movie. But I am a big fan of going to the movies.
Yeah, I'm a pretty avid movie goer. One of my good friends, Ben, we used to do Movie Tuesdays. That's when they have a cheaper movie night, and we would go. Night. Yeah, we'd pretty much go religiously once a week. Obviously, we'd drink after or before or during. So, I mean, that helped.
The reason he said obviously, Devin, is because about a third of the audio we've recorded for this podcast is him admitting he's an alcoholic.
Okay.
Listen, we all have our shortcomings. I just happen to excel at one thing, and it's drinking. So it's not one of them.
Sometimes you just got to do what you're good at.
Yeah, you know, if I stop drinking, that's like LeBron putting down the basketball.
We can't have either of those things happen.
I still got till 35. That's 10 years.
Yeah, don't nurse that beer then.
Exactly. This beer's gone. I actually have to get another. But no, I wonder, you know, because I haven't seen any big movies coming out. Like, I haven't seen any commercials for anything. I don't think anyone wants to release a movie when nobody can go see it, and they don't want to stream it, really.
You got a point. Mulan. But Mulan was one of the first movies they tried to stream, and everyone's like, I'm not paying for it. I already pay for this platform.
How much was it, though? I heard they were asking something ridiculous. So
no, I think it was like 15 bucks.
50? I heard 30.
15 is what I thought I heard. It's how Americans consumers think, because like Will you spend $9.99 on an app on the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store? Sometimes you'll be like, no, I'm not paying that. But you'll go spend $1.25 on a fucking Snickers.
Well, yeah, because Snickers make me feel good.
Yeah, but that app could last longer.
And it'll be like a $5 or $10 Snicker at the movie theater.
Yeah. And people are
do
like,
you know how much you'd drop when you get the popcorn and the drink after the movie? Like, you might pay $8 for the movie if you're going on the cheap night, and it's probably $12 to $15 on a normal night per person, I want to say.
Yeah, probably.
You're letting Borat 2 out though.
Nah.
Yeah, supposedly they're done filming that, so I'm excited to see that, I guess I would say. Because that guy is crazy. Sacha Baron Cohen is the craziest person to ever walk the face of the planet.
I love how he does the characters with, like, real people, and half the time they don't know, whether it's politicians or athletes or whatever. And, like, he plays the most ridiculous characters, and it's funny when they don't know that he's messing with them.
Yeah, I think a movie that I would have to say I'm looking forward to is the new Matrix. I want to see that.
How many Matrix is there? Like 30,000 now?
No, I think this would be the fourth.
Aren't they both like trans ladies now or something?
I have no idea. Or were you thinking about Bill and Ted? Because there was two girls in Bill and Ted.
No, the guys who created the Matrix, I'm pretty sure, are they're like, they switched their sexuality and stuff. I don't know.
I've never heard anything about that. I think you're making up nonsense.
I need to get on the Google, man. I think so, bro.
It doesn't remind me. John Wick 4 and 5.
Are filming it at the same time.
They're filming at the same time. Big fan of the John Wick series. I don't know who's not.
I've never seen it.
Not a single one?
You have to see it.
Never even seen it.
I've only seen one and part of two, but they're good.
I like it. I like the premise of it. Someone kills his dog and he just starts murdering people or something. Yeah.
Well, like, it's a great movie for the action and everything. But the way they film it, I don't think enough people appreciate what Keanu Reeves does in training for it. You know, like, he actually learns to use the weapons. He's actually reloading the weapon during the movie. Like, you know how often movies you like, well, the guy's just shooting forever, and I've never seen him reload once. Not realistic. This one, constantly reloading. Plus, I compare it to, like, the Bourne series with Matt Damon. It's a lot of quick camera work. So, like, think of a car chase scene. It's like a bunch of different angles in like 5 seconds to make it look like action is happening, which is, to me, is just lazy on the part of the actors or in part of the director, because you're just artificially making it look like a lot of stuff's going on. Whereas Jason Wick series, John Wick. Jason Bourne, and the John Wick movies, it is literally one frame, and it kind of moves with the action, so you kind of see the entire fight series. So all that action is happening, and they probably had to do a bunch of cuts to get it right, but it just looks so much cooler and so much more well done.
Yeah, it's not like Batman when he would fight a room full of people, and they would just keep turning the camera so you didn't see all the people just standing there watching the two people fight.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have to check it out.
Fight, though, John Wick or Jason Bourne? Now I'm curious.
I wouldn't fuck with John Wick, not one bit.
John Wick, 100%.
You'd fight John Wick over Jason Bourne?
No, I said John Wick would win.
Oh.
No, I was asking if those two fought, who would
win? I thought you were asking who we'd rather fight. Yeah, I'll take John Wick.
Yeah, I feel like either one of them, if you got to fight either one of those guys, like, you're fucked. So it's like you can just pick whichever one of you would like to beat me up. You know, it's fine. I've got time.
Okay, wait.
The reason I'm going to pick John Wick.
Right.
Is because he's not jacked. Matt Damon is jacked. But I'm picking John Wick because he's not super jacked, but everyone is still terrified of him.
All right, so this scenario. Same two guys, but you kill their dog before the fight.
Only works one time with John Wick. It had to be that specific dog that got killed.
I don't know. I feel like any dog you kill of his, he's...
No, because he only liked the dog because... What?
No spoilers.
What'd you say, Devin?
Wait, no spoilers?
It's the first 5 minutes of the movie.
All right.
You already told him the dog died, or he knew that. He only cares that the dog died because his wife bought the dog and then passed away. And it was like, I want you to have the dog, so when I'm gone, you have something.
And then someone killed his dog, and he's like, fuck all these people, dude. Have you ever heard that he's like a really good guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I saw a meme where it was like, two people time traveling. It was like, what year are we in? We're in an alternate dimension. Then they go up and they're like, who's president? And they're like, Keanu Reeves. He goes, we're staying in this dimension.
I don't think it would be a bad idea, though. I sat next to this girl in a math class I took one time in college, and she literally just – she had four separate pictures with Keanu Reeves at four separate points, and she, like, she was, like, his biggest fan in the world. She had, like, pillows with Keanu Reeves on her and shit. Like, she was crazy. And that girl didn't drink water ever. She said she never just had plain water. But enough about that.
I don't understand people who don't just drink water.
That shit is scary to me. Those people are, like, you know how first world that is? I don't drink water. What?
Yeah, we have places around the world that they're desperate for just clean water. They don't want anything fancy. They just want clean drinking water. And then you got people in the United States that are, I don't know, what drinking whatever the hell they're drinking.
Yeah, I need to have sugar mixed in with my water or else it's bullshit.
Yeah, I need at least some sugar. What do I look like? An Ethiopian? What?
I like water snobs, like the ones that have to get like a certain brand of water.
When they don't realize that all bottled water, pretty much like most tap water other than like, I don't know, maybe Michigan, their tap water may not make it, but the standard to be bottled water and be considered like pure enough for bottled water, most water out of your tap meets that standard.
Aquafina and Dasani are probably the worst.
Those are the grossest water. Absolutely, yeah. By a mile.
Poland Spring is great.
It tastes like someone like tried to make water. They're like, no, 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 we're not going to just use water. We're going to make water. Aquafina's weird.
Just so you know how this segment works, Devin, it's called Ask the Internet. It's a game where I pulled out some cards to ask all of us. The first card was, what is your number one karaoke song? I'll go first because it is definitely I'll Be by Edwin McCain. That is the song.
You hit it?
Oh, I suck at singing.
Oh, okay.
And I would never sing without music behind me, so don't even ask me to try. But it's, huh?
Try. I want to hear you sing. Will you sing?
Oh, it's terrible. I'll sing you the first couple words of it.
Okay, good.
I'll be your crying shoulder. And that's all you get.
Okay, I can deal with that. Thank you.
It was terrible.
No, I liked it.
I want him to finish.
This man heard me do karaoke of that song the one night. And I was sleeping on this couch. And he was talking to one of the other co-hosts that isn't here today. He brought up that I sang I'll Be Karaoke. And the champ, the other guy, was like, oh, how'd he do? And Matty Z's answer was, you know, it wasn't his best. And I was already awake, and I was like, actually, it was. I'm just not very good.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
I don't remember making this comment.
Oh, it happened.
I was probably gone.
How many times have you sung karaoke?
I've done it quite a few times.
You can't really keep track because you're usually pretty drunk when you do it.
I've only sang karaoke alone maybe twice. Usually I do it with at least one other person.
I only went one time to a bar all by myself that was a karaoke bar and sang, which is a cool feeling. It really is when you get up there.
So what's your song?
My song? I sing My Way by Frank Sinatra. I'm not a very good singer, so I butcher it, but it's a good song to sing.
I want to hear what Devin. Have you ever done karaoke?
I've never sang karaoke ever, not even once.
Dude.
Imagine what song. I one time I went and they didn't have any songs in the book that I knew. So yeah. I was just like, I don't know. I went with this girl and she's like, well, do you want to sing this one? I'm like, I don't know the words.
That's why they put them up on the screen.
I don't know. I just like doing that sometimes. No, but I really hate being – I hate being put on the spot like that.
I think it's really good practice for a stand-up comedian because it's like I'm bad at singing, so if I can get up there and sing – then it's much easier for me to go up there and do comedy because I'm actually way better at doing stand-up than I am singing.
See, but people are, like, if you, like, I'd seen people, like, literally go, like, boo, you fucking suck, like, to people at karaoke before.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that at comedy shows, too.
Yeah, I know, but at least you got a little bit more control over the comedy. I'm just singing this other guy's song. I thought we all knew what we were doing here.
Some people are assholes, but...
I know, but I don't know. I guess if I was going to sing a song, it'd be like something by Journey. Probably something everybody else would sing along with me. try and get out of it. Just like sneak into the.
See, that's the thing you can do when you're doing karaoke. If someone else in the crowd is singing it and you're doing bad, you can literally be like, come up, come up.
I get him. Huh?
Get up here. Get up here.
Yeah, you can do that, and people will definitely do it.
So you can always just choose, like, white people songs. Like American Pie, Don McLean. You'll get people going. Sweet Caroline.
He was definitely in the right vein with Journey.
People yes, that is definitely.
Don't stop believing. You gotta find someone.
Hold on to the fever.
No, one time my wrestling team sang that song at, like, end of the winter season party for the students. Not the whole wrestling team, but a good, like, seven of us. We're all singing Journey, Don't Stop Believing. And then there's a point where you're supposed to, like, say, pull, like, streetlight people and then hold the, none of us held it. Like, we all just said people, and then, like, it went forever on that little, like, thing. And my one friend into the microphone, and we were, like, freshmen. It's not a big deal, but being a freshman, he was, like, into the microphone in front of everyone in the student body just goes, oh, fuck!
Oh, my God. Dude, that song just brought back a terrible thing that had happened in my life, and I forgot.
Hold on, did it bring back the times you were molesting the Boy Scouts, Matty?
It never happened, folks.
Dude, one time I was a freshman in high school. Wait, were you for real molesting the Boy Scouts?
He says he wasn't. He says he wasn't.
Well, no, because I like to say it. I was both a Boy Scout and an altar server in the Catholic Church. Well, I was a Boy Scout with the Boy Scouts of America. I wasn't a Boy Scout with the Catholic Church, but I was in both those organizations, and I was never touched. So,
it's probably because
why wasn't I good enough? That's the question. That is always what we go to. Why wasn't I good enough?
Dude, it's weird because I meet those criteria too. I can tell you it's because you were fat.
I was a very skinny kid, though.
Really?
A very skinny kid, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe he wanted the chunky ones then. Whoever your priest was, I don't know. Some of them aren't rapists, too. That's a weird thing to think about. Just some of them don't rape kids.
I mean, I think the majority aren't. But they were just... The leadership hid the bad ones.
There's a lot of jokes about it.
Yeah, well, no, it happened a lot. But there was... The problem was the leadership never got rid of them. They, like, decommissioned them.
Yeah, no, they do the exact same thing that hospitals used to do with bad doctors, like... Just leave this hospital and we won't talk about this ever again.
Sounds good. Could you imagine being like a phony doctor or something like that though? Could you imagine like life before like the internet? Like now I wonder, like you know how much easier it was to kill someone like 80 years ago?
Oh yeah. You know how mad I am that I can't get away with murder easily?
I know, it's crazy.
I also think about like faking things, like faking degrees and stuff.
Yeah, like forgeries.
Like people used to do so many like forgeries. Like now you can't really fake that as much
because they can.
They can just research it. Like there's databases.
There's a balance because it was easier to forge shit back in the day, but now if you're really good at computers, it's super easy to forge shit. You know what I mean? Like the average person can't forge as easily, but the really good people can forge way easier than they used to be able to.
All right. I catch your drift. What are we forging? Because I'm in.
I'm saying like degrees for like getting a job and stuff, not like that type of forgery in particular.
Forgery, is that the kind we're gonna like be like a degree mill? We're gonna pump out degrees. Is that what we're doing here?
Well, yeah, that's why I'm kind of saying like imagine like you never went to medical school. Hell, you barely graduated high school, and then you somehow get a job as like a doctor at a hospital.
No, here's the thing though. It's really not that hard to forge degrees because if you're good at an interview, a lot of people will just accept that your criteria that you brought in is correct. Like if you say you went to Harvard and then you sound like you went to Harvard.
Make it till you make it, baby.
No one's questioning you.
Yes. Is that fraud?
Yes. If you say you graduated from Harvard and didn't and get a job based on it, I'm pretty sure they could fire you at least for those grounds.
Yes. And I think it has to go on some type of record, right? Where
I mean, it's something that they would have like to contact Harvard. Where, like, you lied on it. Oh.
Where other people wouldn't want
to
hire you.
You're stupid enough to hire someone like that. Who are you telling? Right? Like, so I hired that guy, and then we find out that he was lying the whole time. So, I'm getting fired, too, because I'm the person who's supposed to look at it, right?
And that's why everyone just keeps on passing the buck and going, I know you murdered a bunch of people in this hospital, but I don't want to get fired because I was your supervisor and let it happen. So we're just going to send you to another fucking hospital, all right? Just don't kill anyone there.
That sounds great.
The next topic, the next Ask the Internet question. If you had to get a lip tattoo, what would it be? I'm going to say inside lip tattoo. Like, you know, one of the pull it down and show.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were. Oh, yeah, I guess that's not the assumption, but
Most people would get it there, but you could get it on your lip. Well, you could really get anything because those are actually one of the most, or those are one of the tattoos that actually go away over time. So you could get whatever you want.
The tattoos, I'd get it just so I could, like, if someone pissed me off, I could just go like just pull my lip down real quick and then just like look at them in the eyes and then just put my lip back up, act like nothing happened.
I might have to go with the bat symbol, like the Batman symbol. Just get that right on the inside of my lip.
I could see getting like Go Bills, like when I pull it down, it says Go Bills, or like the Buffalo Bills, Charging Buffalo.
Are we gonna do this together? Are all three of us gonna get these now?
Well, what are you getting? Oh, you got cunt. That's right.
It'd be like my version of middle finger.
Hold on a second. Let me finish eating.
I'm gonna show you what I think you are.
You're like, no, this doesn't work as good nowadays because everyone's wearing a mask, though. You like pull your mask down and then you gotta like bend your lip.
Oh no, that would actually make it better. Rip your face mask off like you're about to yell at them, and then just. It's all about how you present it, Maddie. Well, anything can be this done well.
Fake it till you make it, like we said.
All right, this next question is going to be a lot harder, and I have a feeling that Devin's going to be like, what the fuck? I'm not answering that. If you had to have a threesome with a male actor, any male actor, who would it be?
Well, dude. That's a good question, bro.
I feel like I already know his answer.
We're just like tag teaming?
Yeah, one of the threesome has to be a guy. I mean, all three of them could be guys if that's what you're into.
No, but I could just like Eiffel Tower abroad with.
Yeah, he's just a part of your threesome.
Oh, yeah. I want a Eiffel Tower a girl with Will Ferrell.
That's actually really good because he's not that sexy, so like you're the hotter one.
Well, no, I'm just trying to have the cool. I just feel like he would make really good jokes while he was getting his dick sucked. I feel like he'd be really funny to watch in that circumstance.
Like his jokes would get you harder.
Throw on my balls too. Like, you know, I feel like he'd have some good jokes too.
I could see him totally doing that. His character from Wedding Crashers. Like I could like not saying like that's who he is outside of
Devin.
You know,
the meatloaf.
Him the real person, but like you'd just be like, girls at funerals are insanely horny, dude. He's just like,
That would be, yeah, though. Will Ferrell would definitely be a fun one. Does anybody, I think, that would crack jokes while we were doing it?
Yeah, you would need that just so you felt less gay. I feel it.
No, it's not even that big of a deal. That's not that gay, bro. I mean, it's not that gay.
I mean, if you try to go in the same hole, it gets a little gay.
Wait, both dicks in the same hole?
Yeah, that gets a little, that's a little gay.
Well, who's doing that, dude? One, you get someone gets the front and someone gets the back. That's how you.
Wait. How have you not watched a lot of threesome porn? There's a lot of times they go in the same hole.
What?
Yeah. It takes a dirty, dirty girl.
Wait a second. So you're telling me they put like two dicks in a pussy at one time?
Yes.
Bro, I've never watched threesome porn with two guys. So I will say that. I'm sorry for being misinformed. I've only ever done it where you get the front or you get the back.
Oh, so you really just like when your balls are slapping together.
No, wait. I'm talking about, yeah, I guess that does feel nice, though. No, but for real, I've only ever done it like some guys getting head and some guys. I've never experienced anything like that. Who knows?
Me either. I've never had a threesome with two girls, one guy, dead. Nothing.
One night I got so drunk, I literally pissed away a threesome because I got so drunk my dick won't work. And then I watched like these two girls like just fool around for probably like 8 minutes and fell asleep in like a wicker chair. And that's all I remember. It was the worst night of my life. You know when you're so drunk, you're just trying to wake your dick up and he's like, just no one's here. I'm not coming out. And he's like, please, please.
Matty Z, what's your answer?
I believe this actor died, R.I.P. We were talking about earlier, Austin Powers, mini-me, or just any little person, dress up like me, and just be like a twin of me. And then we can just go to town on someone. So, like, I feel like they would still think of mini-me as me. So, I don't know. I don't think that's weird because it's like doing it with yourself. It allows you to do other things, and it's not gay because it's just mini-me.
All right, all right. If we're going to go that way.
You're not gay for touching your own dick, so it's touching mini-me's dick.
I think you are a little gay for touching your own dick.
Oh, it just means you're not good at getting women.
What?
If you touch your own dick, it just means you're not good at getting women, and you need to do it. It's not gay. It's desperate.
Because I can phrase it like this. You had a dick in your hand, and you made it come. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to specify whose dick it was. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say you had a dick in your hand, and you made it come.
But I feel like the specificity, whatever that word is the important part there.
Sounds like fake news.
Now, wait a second. Can I say the same thing? I stuck my dick in a vagina and I came. Can that be confused?
You could also say I stuck my dick in my hand and I came, and no one would think that was gay. So you just compared those apples to oranges.
Well, you got to let me be crazy or it doesn't work. You got to live in my fantasy world or none of these things even exist.
All right, so...
Me and a mini-me. I mean, I would just hire someone to be a mini-me and dress them up and stuff.
If we're going to go with lookalikes, and I'm going to throw you for a loop here, I'll take Fat Jonah Hill and me with a girl. That way they don't know who they're looking at.
Dude, and then you guys bang like one girl from the movie?
Yeah, from Superbad, Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd totally be down with her. I mean, she would never go for us, but...
She does in the movie.
Okay, and we all know how real movies are.
Well, really real. You were just saying that it's the stuff that's going to happen. So next thing you know, guys like you banging Emma Stone all the time, dude.
Hey, big guys get good-looking girls all the time. They just happen to be tall.
Yeah, that's the one
thing. They're not short big guys. They're tall big guys. Because then you can be the bear.
Exactly.
You're just the protective bear. But if you're the same height and just big...
No, then I could be the koala. That's a bear.
No one wants someone who just lays around high and sleeps and eats for 22 hours a day and gives them chlamydia. That's a problem. That's why you can't be a koala for a woman.
That sounds like a personal attack.
That did sound very personal.
No, that's just what koalas do, though.
I know, but it felt like you were coming at me fucking gloves off. Like you dipped your hand into fucking glass before you started throwing punches.
You have chlamydia?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, dude. Have you ever had an STD?
Not that I know of.
Lucky to me.
Like, I've never dripped from anywhere. I've never had a rash anywhere.
That stuff would be crazy. One time, I used to shave my balls all the time, and I would shave over this mole that I had, and I thought I had an STD. And I went to the doctor, and he's like, put your balls away. You just need to quit shaving your balls. And I was just like, okay. But it was super embarrassing.
I would have been like, are you sure? Take another look.
Will you just smell it? I've been smelling it. It smells funny. Could you just put your face down there a little closer?
All right, everybody. It's time for your favorite segment, What You Need to Know. For our guest, this is where I pick articles in the news and read breaking news a week late every week, basically. So first story has to do with fire tornadoes. I don't know if anyone else has seen this. It's been a pretty popular video, just with all of the California wildfires that are going on because of a gender reveal party. So basically, a fire tornado has hit Huntington Lake, and they can burn up to more than 1,500 degrees and be as quick as a tornado. So when you see this thing, it looks like the apocalypse is here. Basically, the craziest shit I've ever seen.
You ever seen a fire tornado, Devin?
No, that just sounds so scary.
Yeah, so basically a fire tornado is a fire whirl, which occurs when intense heat from a wildfire causes hot air to surge up from the ground and form a tornado-like, vertically oriented, rotating column of air.
I love how it says tornado-like and then goes to define what is tornado-like about it. It swirls and goes up. Like, yeah. That's a tornado.
Got it.
Just like a tornado, actually. The more I hear about it.
That's just insane to see.
Oh, like, yeah, it would be terrifying.
That is 2020 coming to, you know, the last season.
Last three quarters, we'll have a little break, and then we'll have the finale.
Yeah, like what else can happen this year? You know, like there's got to be something with winter.
I'm most happy about the fact that murder hornets were not as big of a thing as they could have been. I'm glad those ended.
Thank God. Could you imagine if there was just like a big giant insect like that just loved eating people?
Dude, I absolutely hate bees with a burning fucking passion.
Don't blame you.
Either yesterday or today I was outside. Yesterday. And I was just standing there and then I saw a bee just come near me and I was like, well, guess I'm moving 20 feet to the left. Like, I don't fuck with them one bit. And I could not imagine seeing one that's like four times the size of a normal bee just fucking flying around. Like, and I'm not even talking like bumblebees. Those are scary enough. They're not even that dangerous. Like, they really don't even want to fuck with you. They're just big. But murder hornets are big and they're hornets.
Well, yeah, those sons of bitches don't die. They just keep coming after you.
No.
It's scary.
Could you imagine a fire tornado that spat out murder hornets in all directions? Flaming murder hornets.
It's kind of funny because I feel like we're not that far away from Sharknado. Like, a couple years ago, that was like the biggest joke of a movie. But 2020, it's like, well,
could happen.
It's not the worst we've seen this year.
You said the fire nados came from a gender reveal party?
Yeah, so somebody was doing a gender reveal party, which it's basically going to be a boy or a girl.
Right.
And they had some kind of pyrotechnic or firework display that was supposed to show, probably blue for boy, pink for girl. And it either malfunctioned or sparked a tree, and it's been very dry in California. Boom, forest fire. And it's like one of the biggest in 100 years on record.
Good. Forest fires are good for forests.
They actually are, if the forest is dying.
Yeah.
But
well, it's got to clear out, they got to clear out some of the brush.
Yep.
So that's what like the forest rangers or the Department of Forestry, I think I just made that up, but they're supposed to clean shit up. Gender reveal parties, bad idea. What happened to being surprised, folks?
I saw. Well, you know? That's the thing is, that is the surprise, is the gender reveal. I saw a Facebook post where a bunch of people were like, they need to be in jail for life, blah, blah, blah. These need to go to jail. I'm like, one, if they did everything that they were legally supposed to do, they're not going to go to fucking jail. And two, it's not like they fucking meant to set the fucking forest on fire. Oh, and speaking of that, you know how the last California fire went off? Some dude found a underground, like, bee's nest and was trying to do something to, like, pulverize into the ground to kill the bee's nest and then set off that California fire.
Yikes.
So that's how you come full circle on fire, tornadoes, and bees.
Yeah. I mean, you would think there should be a little bit of common sense. Like, you live in that area, you know forest fires.
Okay, hold on. Do you know what the most lacking kind of sense in the world is?
Yeah, common sense. I get it. But you would think someone that lives in that area would know that it's the dry season. Be careful. If you're doing a fire or firework display, do it out in the open. Don't do it around trees. Now we got fire tornadoes.
Hell yeah, dude. Sort of exciting.
Yes. Next story is kind of funny. Title is Hell of a Candidate. So it's a transsexual Satanist anarchist whose slogan is Fuck the Police has won GOP nomination for New Hampshire County Sheriff.
Won it?
Yeah, they won it. Now, this is a lesson, not to say that this person shouldn't win, but the people that voted for this person wouldn't vote for this person had they known this about this person. But they're voting down the ballot. They're not getting to know their candidates. They're just simply seeing a R for Republican and voting down ballot. So this is why you have to actually learn who your candidates are before you vote. Because they were all surprised when they came to find out. And they're all mad at this candidate. Like, I feel betrayed. And they're like, you're the one that voted for me. You should be blaming yourself. And so I just thought it was a hilarious story of people just not learning and being educated.
Are they Republican or Democrat?
Libertarian, which makes more sense.
What is this guy in charge of now?
They got nomination for sheriff in New Hampshire County.
Do not let that guy in charge of anything. Anybody that committed to so many things, I don't know. Something seems fishy.
Way too many commitments.
Yeah, because, like, technically, like, Satanism isn't bad. It just means you worship something other than a traditional god.
Satan.
No.
Sounds like devil talk.
That's what it sounds like, but the actual meaning is, like, a lot of Satanists will say that they're their own god. So, like, that's who they worship is themselves. But it's considered Satanism.
Can all those people self-suck?
Self-suck?
Yeah, you've never heard of that? Where they can suck their own dicks?
Well, I know what self-suck means, but not a lot of people can do that.
I think that's more of a gymnast move. You gotta be flexible.
I figured that was like a requirement. You gotta worship yourself. You know, you need a little dick sucking.
No, you just need to rub yourself out. No, it's not gay.
Is it gay to suck your own dick then?
I feel it's a lot gayer to put a dick in your mouth than it is in your hand.
Hey, man, it's all gay.
I think the reason that we can't suck our own dick is because us as males would never leave our houses if we could do that.
The species would die.
God actually started, we had shorter torsos, but he had a length in them, so we stopped sucking them.
We would cease to exist as a species. Like, there would be no more reproduction.
What would I go fuck her for? She talks.
Right? It's not the talking. It's the same things you don't want to hear.
Good shit, man. I don't know. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, dude.
What's the next one?
Alright, next story is about a retired pilot. Alright, so the title is Pilot Who Witnessed Infamous Declassified UFO Says Object Committed Act of War During Encounter. So one of the former fighter pilots who encountered the mysterious flying object off the coast of California in the year 2004 says the unidentified phenomena committed an act of war in the unexplained encounter. So, the commander witnessed the tic-tac-shaped object perform extraordinary aerial maneuvers that no known human technology is capable of in November 2004.
So, is that the act of war? The fact that it was more advanced than us?
Pretty much, yeah. If your dick is bigger than us.
That is the definition of if what we don't know scares us. Wait, you moved fast? You trying to fight, bro? You trying to fight?
We need to just submit to the aliens, bro. They'd probably just be cooler with us.
Oh, if there is an advanced alien race that's capable of traveling to this planet, we're not beating them in a war.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying. We might as well be like, well, what can we do to have, like, you know, our cars and our, you know, our nice food and stuff? What can we do to, like, keep that kind of thing? Like,
what can we do to get you to leave us the fuck alone?
You guys like any...
Do you want us to blow up ourselves? We will go nuclear. We will blow ourselves up. I feel like that's all we got, that we can blow ourselves up.
That is a terrifying defense to have. Leave us alone, or we'll end this planet.
Listen, well, hopefully they're like the, you know, somebody that tries to stop. Hopefully they're like a suicide hotline for us. Like, don't do it, guys.
We've got a good thing going here.
We know you're only like 5 to 10 years away from just blowing up the entire world.
We are really pretty close to doing it. All we need is one unstable person to get pissed off.
That has nuclear codes. That's all we need.
We are that close to world being just decimated. And I'm not just saying like the United States. There's other countries that have nuclear capabilities. And all it takes is one person to be unstable.
Dude, Russia has missiles that go like Mach 7. They're like the fastest missiles on the planet. Like, dude, yeah, we're fucked. If they want to fight, dude, we can fight. You know what I mean? Like, we're fucked. I'm terrified.
Basically, the whole of the world is in a Mexican standoff with everyone who has nukes. Just everyone's pointing them at each other, like, fucking do it.
I do often wonder if we would ever have like another world war. Just thinking of the modern world, or like, can you imagine like, you know, just like staking out and like trying to take over the McDonald's from Russia. Like, Russia invaded us and like they took control of McDonald's and like KFC. And they're like, no, you don't take over those businesses. Those are America's, that's our last stand. You know, like that
is. Do whatever you want, but leave our unnutritious, greasy food alone.
Yeah, like, that would be World War III's Iwo Jima flag moment. Like, we would raise the flag on the KFC, right? Am I wrong here? Like, I don't...
already fighting World War III through computers, man. I bet it's just like they're not even going to fight in person anymore.
Oh, no, they're probably, you're probably right about that. Yeah. Technological warfare is the next step.
Yeah.
Probably like 800 guys all just in China just sitting in a room going.
Well, that's what they're saying is happening with our elections.
That's what a lot of people think with COVID already, that, you know, that was warfare. Warfare. That's
what some people say.
Biological warfare.
Who knows?
I don't know. It could have been. You know, what's really scary is our infrastructure. Not like just bridges, but power grid.
Oh, it's so weak. So old. Know,
think about me. Like, I have that AC turned off for like an hour, and I'm coming in here. I'm like, this is uncomfortable. I've had enough, guys. Let alone, like, not being able to charge our phone. We wouldn't know anything. Like, we wouldn't know how to get anywhere if we didn't have our phones nowadays. Like, we have no sense of direction.
Speak for yourself. I would survive a zombie apocalypse, all right?
Yeah, but the world's normal, but, like, everything's fucked up. What would you do?
Just read books.
Just read books? How would you get food and stuff?
I'll waste away slowly.
Yeah, that would be cool. You could write a diary, like Anne Frank or something. You know, like, let people know how, like, the end of your humanity was.
Yeah. But, like, no, honestly, like, if all electricity went down and the world was thrown into chaos, like, and I didn't have to go work anymore, well, I wouldn't be able to watch my animes or anything, so I'd just read books all the time. Fuck it.
I think I'd try to go to, like, somewhere in, like, Canada and just, like, build a small, like, shack.
Why would you live off Canada? The land? Be so much better to just go where there's sun all year round.
Yeah, but you can survive. There's a lot of food sources there. And if I'm like down in Florida and no electricity, like AC, like that is very necessary. Like there's a reason that the states up north, like New York and Ohio, are losing people, and Florida and like Texas are gaining people now as opposed to 100 years ago. They didn't have AC 100 years ago, so people were living up north more.
Dude, I saw this thing where, like, the AC went out in this retirement home in Arizona for, like it was, like, 8 hours, and it killed, like, 14 of the residents.
Oh, yeah. Because
they couldn't survive without air conditioning. It got to, like, 120 degrees in there, and their body's just like, see ya!
Well, I mean, that's why you're not supposed to live that long.
It is funny. I did read an article once, and it was about ways that people cooled down before there was, like, air conditioning. So they talked about, like, tree shade. So, like, people would just go lay underneath the shade. Like, that was one of the best ways to stay cold.
Because you're getting away from the sun, and you're getting whatever breeze cooling you down.
Yes. Another interesting one I found was for, like, food storage. And also for, like, drinking. They used to, like, cut huge blocks from, like, frozen lakes. Like blocks of ice, and they would store them in like basements and like warehouses that were typically cooler, and so they wouldn't melt as much. And then, like when it got super hot, they would like put these blocks of ice out, and people would like go to them to cool, or they would keep their food cool with it. Also, like public water fountains were huge. Just like a weird thought, you know, like AC's really changed the landscape of where people can live.
Yeah, so did fire.
Yeah, but like this is more modern. Like we created fire thousands of years ago.
Yeah, that is crazy to think about that. Like what you just said, that like people can live in different places because of AC. Because and then it, like to go back to what you said about the electrical grid stuff. Because then if that stuff goes out, like if people start sucking too much power, dude, every old person there that can't survive 110 degree heat, see you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing: is you're looking at it from a white boy's point of view.
Because it's gotta go north, though.
Yeah, but because Africa, not that much colder than anywhere in America in certain spots, but because they're taller, have darker skin, or they sweat more, so they release more heat. They have more sweat glands, not on their hands and feet though. They have more sweat glands over their body, but not on their hands or feet.
They're also already living without a power grid.
Yeah. But that's the weird part, is climatization such a big deal. It's like being thrust upon an environment is way different than like being climatized to your environment.
Yeah.
That's why if you go out and sleep in a tent for 2 days, you'll get sick, like really fast.
Or why you get sick when it starts to get cold out.
Right, right.
Because you're used to being hot.
You know how smart our bodies are.
Way smarter than we are.
I know that's right.
So on to table topic.
All right, folks, I'm filling in here because the Human Torch is not present with us. What's the craziest diet you've ever tried?
Oh, I'll tell you.
I picked this topic just because, like, I knew he had something to say about it.
Craziest diet I've ever tried was the don't eat or drink for a couple of days diet. That was fun.
You tried starvation.
Yeah, I did that. That's
no. You're making fasting sound bad.
No, this intermittent fasting is okay.
No, but have you, dude, you feel really good after you don't eat for 2 days.
Try not eating for 4 days and not drinking for 2.5. You do not feel good.
No, that sounds like an awful idea. But if you just suck down a whole bunch of water and then you like write down something 2 days, like everything just seems more realistic when you're starving to death.
Yeah, I had to try and lose 13.5 pounds in like a couple of days for wrestling. So on Monday, I didn't eat. Tuesday, I ate a slice of cheese after school. Drank water those 2 days. Then Wednesday, after school, I decided to stop drinking water. Didn't have anything, water or food, like, until Saturday morning, where I chugged down half of a Boost shake and, like, almost cried out of shame because I knew that would make me not make weight for the wrestling tournament. And then, like, as an adult, I realized, I'm like, none of my friends would have cared if I had survived and not made weight, but they definitely would have cared if I died.
That's cool.
I'm going to go with keto diet just because I can't really think of any other diets I've done. But that's the one I've been doing most recently. I'm drinking beer right now, so definitely not in ketosis. Good initial results. Felt great. Had a lot of energy. It's not super strange. It's a pretty common diet, actually. I guess.
You took the piss strips? Did you take the piss strips?
Yep, yeah, I have the pee strips, yeah. And it, like, turns purple if you're in ketosis.
Well, I didn't know. I just know that's when someone's serious about it, when they're like, I got to go test my pee.
Well, I would only do it every few days. I wasn't, like, doing it, like, after every meal.
If you're super
it's not purple.
If you're super serious about it, you don't need to do the piss strips because you know you're following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're kind of like, I had some carbs, so let me check to make sure I didn't fuck it up. But like, if you're super serious, like I was when I did it the one time, I did the piss strips until I hit ketosis, and then I was like, all right, I'm in it. And there was no reason to check because I wasn't eating any fucking carbs.
How much weight did you lose?
This was part of a year where I lost 100 pounds, but I probably lost all of that 100 in maybe a 4.5 month span. The rest of the months were gaining the weight back and then having to re-lose it or whatever. But so out of four and a half months where I was actually losing weight, I lost 100 pounds. And I was just being super serious with it. Like, the one night I was fucking hungry, so I made a bunch of burger patties, and I used olive oil as, like, a dipping sauce.
Dude, my friends make fun of me for my diet even to this day, though. I eat like a dog. I eat rice and beans and, like, chicken. And I just eat that once or twice a day. Sometimes I'll have a hamburger, but it's usually just proteins, rice and beans, and eggs.
I mean, it worked. You ain't fat, so.
I mean, sort of I am. I still got a belly on me. I'm no 185 anymore, let me tell you that much.
I haven't been 185 since I was a freshman in high school, and I still wasn't 185. I weighed 186.9.
I haven't been 185 since before I could drink legally. That's really when I started gaining weight.
You know, people have the audacity to tell me, like, you know, if you stop drinking, you'd be skinny. And I'm like, you do realize I grew up my entire life without drinking and was still fat, right? Like, the beer came later on, well after the fat.
You might be less fat.
No, I'd still be fat,
you'd
though.
You'd fill it in with other.
Like, I've always been, like, in high school, I was more than I weigh right now. And I wasn't drinking then.
I weighed, like, 370 pounds in high school.
Oh, you fat fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's 100 pounds more than I ever got in high school.
How tall are you?
What? Oh, I'm 6'4".
Okay, so you're tall.
Yeah. His 370 probably looked better than my 270.
Everybody looks good, like, super fat, though.
But your friends will try to tell you you do.
Oh, yeah, dude. I know we're all skinny and we get to go bang the girls, but, dude, you look fine, dude.
You look fine.
Yeah. Your buddies just love you for who they are, but they don't know how to say something that gay when they're, like, 15. Bro, you look fine, dude. You're a really cool dude, you know.
Great personality. You're really fun. You're really funny.
I'm working on a joke where your friends try to tell you that you're not fat, but you can tell that you're fat because everyone they try to hook you up with is in your same weight class. Like, they're not picking someone skinny for you.
Like, picking up girls is the entire reason why anyone becomes funny to begin with. Like, you're just like, I hope she just, like, laughs the whole time that her eyes are closed and she doesn't realize that she's way out of my league.
Girl, the first time I ever realized, like, oh my goodness, this works for, like, ladies, is I was, like, 8 years old and I made up, like, we were on our way back. My sister always, like, traveled with this, like, girls volleyball team or whatever. And I was in the front seat and there was, like, a whole volleyball team in my mom's van. I remember, like, making up this big, elaborate story, and I had this one that, like, this girl that I was obsessed with, I would, like, be her friend at the county fair and ask her to dance and stuff. You know what I mean? I was always – but she thought I was, like, being so funny. And that's when I'm like, oh, shit, this, like – this will get you something. Like, because then that girl wanted to be my friend.
Sometimes it works the other way around. A girl likes you and makes – like, acts like you're funny. So that's actually one of the ways I saw where it was like, if you want to know if a girl likes you, crack a joke, and if she laughs, she likes you. But I'm fucking hilarious either way. They're just going to laugh. It's not a barometer.
And modest.
Yeah, but you know that, you know, we all know the dumbass laugh that a girl lets out when full-grown men, you know what I mean? When they're like, that guy is like super hot. I wish you'd push me up against the sink and kiss me. But they're like, and they always got to like give him like a touch on the arm. You know, yeah. It's always like, and it's like, he just said that he thought trombones were funny. Like, he didn't even say anything. But that's better than what we do. Because what do you do or what do I do when we're around a girl that's really pretty? I just shut the fuck up. I don't
see. Now, see, I learned a long time ago that I was really bad at talking to girls if I thought I had a chance. So as long as I assume I don't have a chance, I'm the greatest to hang around with hot chicks with. But it also really precludes me from having a chance with them.
I never have any idea. I've never had, like, any method to this shit. It just has happened. You know what I mean? Because some guys are, like, really good at getting girls. Like, and I'm not one of those guys, but, like, everything's always been, you know, okay. So, like, I don't even know. I wonder how, like, when those people, like, sell shit on the internet where they're like, this is what you got to do to get a girl. Like, I always wonder, like what are you out here playing with bitches' emotions? Like, what are you doing? Like, you know? Like, this sounds mean.
I don't know how to, like, I'm definitely not someone that's ever been good at it. But a couple times on our, like, friends trips that I've done, like, friends vacations, I've, like, dressed up, like, a character or, like, made up a person and pretended to be someone else and basically would say the most, like, the dumbest things you can think to say to a girl that you're trying to hit on. And I don't know why it works. And maybe it's
because you said it with confidence. Because you,
I think it's the confidence, yes. There's some confidence that has to do with it. But then the other aspect I want to say is just the pure numbers game. Like, how often before would I go and approach that many girls just being myself? Never. Maybe one a night. But, like, I'm pretending to be someone, and I go up to, like, 50 girls. Like, yeah, five of them are going to, like,
yeah. Well, I mean, maybe. It's a combination of both because it is confidence and numbers.
Yes.
You don't get any bites if you don't throw the reel out there.
Sounds like sales.
Sometimes you do. So, dude, I'm telling you, like, the way, like, I was in a 7-year relationship that I did not start. Like, sometimes, like, I date, like, these, like, A-type women. Like, they're, like, the worst type. Like, dude, I don't make, like, outside of the bedroom, I haven't made a call with a woman in ever in my life. Like, I'm being serious, dude. Like this girl. Like, you know the girl I'm dating? She makes all the calls, bro. We're dating. She lives here, you know, like, I'm just, like, along for the ride, you feel me? Like, I like them strong, man. I do. I hate it when a guy's like, all she does is bitch. It's like, Well, good, bro, because then I know what the fuck is wrong. I can fix bitching. You know what I mean? I can fix it.
I mean, you can fix it with a reasonable person. Some girls just like to bitch for bitching, though.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, no. There's my friend, he lived with a girl who he literally woke up the one night, and he went into the bathroom, and there was an axe sitting on his sink because she had planned on using on him. For some reason, that doesn't make any sense because he was asleep.
How long did your buddy – okay, so now
– way too long. Way too long.
He stay with her after the axe incident.
Multiple years.
Yeah, no, she said she was just saving it there. Not a big deal.
No, he admits. He's like, yeah, I was dumb, but I loved her. And I'm like, dude, an axe is a, that's a good place to start to really just check your emotions.
He was just afraid that if he broke up, the axe might come back out.
Like, they were on vacation, and he went to, like, a spa or something, and just didn't have his phone. And she started texting his phone, and was like, why the fuck are you ignoring me? Don't you dare come back to the hotel. I'm gonna fucking kill you if you show your face up here. And he just texted her back once he got his phone, you know, back from his pants. He was like, why are you so mad at me?
Dude. That's just crazy to think
about. Yeah,
that's one of the biggest things I hate about, like, maybe dating or relationships is the texting aspect. I feel like texting
girls want you to always be destroyed communication. Back.
Not all girls. And I feel like I feel like I was this way a little bit too. Like, you're like talking to someone and you don't get a response right away, or like you think someone's ignoring you. You like read into the text too much because you can't the way things sound with your words. You can put emphasis and
we had this
pauses in different spots, but, like, you know, there's no – there should be a symbol for, like, sarcasm in a text. You know, like, sarcasm here, like a squiggly line for sarcasm or something, because nobody knows it's there, and you read into things
that
aren't there.
But see, that's the thing is, like, I get if you've only ever texted that person, if they don't get it. But, like, anyone who's ever talked to me for, I don't know, 2 hours – should probably be able to understand that if I'm texting, I'm probably going to say something sarcastic.
Yeah.
But like what you were saying earlier, like, people get into their emotions on that shit. Yeah, they already, well, fuck Blake too for saying that crazy shit in the text message. You know what I mean?
Well, that's where, like, I feel like part of maturity has to take over. Like, I've learned to, like, I start giving people a call now. Like, I'll literally try to call someone up. Like, if they're trying to text back and forth and the conversation's going nowhere, I'm like, all right, why am I going to have this 2-minute conversation over an hour and a half, 2 hours? Like, we both have things that we can be doing. You're an adult. I'm an adult. Like, if you want to talk about something really quick or get some plans together, why don't we – you can literally do it so much quicker with a phone call and then get on with your life. If I'm, I don't know, watching the game with friends or playing video games, why do I have to be texting back and forth for – an hour trying to plan lunch tomorrow or something?
I got a buddy that will ignore my calls to then text me. And then when he texts me, I don't answer the text messages, and then I call him again. I literally just wait like 15 minutes and then I call him.
Does he answer when you do that?
No, sometimes it just goes both ways, you know what I mean? I've lost a battle, I've won some. You know what I mean? Sometimes I end up like caving and texting. And sometimes he'll end up caving and answering, you know. It's just the way it goes sometimes. It's like one of my favorite arguments to have on the reg.
All right, since we got way off diets, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, God, there's so fucking many. You know what? I'll say this about pet peeves. My biggest pet peeve is that people don't realize that their biggest pet peeves are things that they, in fact, do themselves. Most of your biggest pet peeves are 100% things that you do, but it bothers you when you see other people do them. It's a fact.
I haven't noticed this myself, but...
it's a fact. Like, I'm telling you, if you see something that, you know, really fucking just annoys the piss out of you, just take a second to go, do I do that?
Hey, I'm afraid to talk about my pet peeves now. Blake made me afraid.
I'd say one of mine is chewing with your mouth open.
And now I'm not going to be a dick here, but what do you say about mouth breathing? You do it because you don't breathe out of your nose very well, right?
Yes.
So what do you think you do when you chew?
I might I might breathe out of my mouth. I don't know, or I might chew. I don't think so. I'm pretty good with it. I take breaths. I take and close up, and then I chew, swallow, exhale, breathe more. Listen, we need support groups for mouth breathers. Nobody is supporting us. Nobody's supporting us. It's a physical disability of some sort. I can't breathe. That's necessary for life. Nobody's letting me park close to the store. Give me the handicap sticker.
What's your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is when people are closed-minded. I hate it when I just can't. I like it when I can just say crazy shit to people. I get annoyed when people just can't, like, see. Like, I hate it when someone can't see that this is just, like, obviously just some crazy shit I've been thinking about. I don't even believe it, you know, sometimes. I just like saying off-the-wall shit. And I hate it when someone's like, one time I was talking to a girl. This is, like, the perfect example. One time I was talking about, like, children that didn't have any water in Ethiopia or whatever, right? And this girl's like, black trans people die at the highest rate in New York City. It's like, what the – wait, what? Like, you know, I just hate when people, like, die on hills like that.
Yeah. What's your biggest pet peeve? Yeah. I guess my biggest pet peeve in podcasting would be – well, I would say technology would be the biggest pet peeve. Trying to set it up.
Will you fucking work?
But my biggest pet peeve is when I tell people that this is a podcast just to have fun and joke around, and then they try to just be a little too fucking serious about the topics. And it's just like, God damn it.
No. Intervention. Intervention. You've been way too serious. Way too serious. No, you've done a great job.
No.
You fit in well.
I wish we had the full group here. It's a fun time when we have everyone.
Yeah, it gets a little bit. It's a little bit of a different dynamic when we have at least Torch or Champion.
Oh yeah, Torch brings a whole different thing. Like when he was saying the thing about like people diving in football like reaching their hands out needs to not be a thing. That's a stance one ever has.
It's all nonsense from him. There's no. I don't know. Is there no common sense?
I don't.
How would you just? I don't know how to describe it.
I literally like stewed about it for like 10 minutes. I was like, sweet. No. So you can't even. You can't slide in baseball face first because your feet are behind you.
What was his take? I don't think the listeners know. We were watching football.
Watching football, and Torch said that he doesn't think it should be legal to like stick your arm out when you're being tackled and the ball be counted down where the ball is, because he thinks it's more athletic for you to just break the tackle and get past the guy. Which, yes, that is true. But it also takes a lot of athleticism to realize I'm being taken down. Let me reach for the first down. Like, that also takes a lot of athleticism.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he was dying on the hill that it should be where your feet are because that's the more athletic move. But I don't know. I think if you're running towards the sideline and you realize.
What team does he play for?
Huh?
What team does he play for?
The couch sitters?
No, he's my roommate, and he's a fellow podcaster on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was just being silly.
Yeah, but yeah, he just said, like, the balls should be marked where the feet are because that's the more athletic move, is to get your feet to go with you. But I think if you're running towards the sideline and you realize, I can't run through this guy, but I could dive over him, that's just as impressive.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is also coming from the same guy who said cottage cheese is a condiment.
It's a pet peeve of mine. It's people that don't clean out the fridge of their food. They're like, they buy food that they're not going to eat, and then they just leave it in there. And then
he's talking about his roommates specifically.
And then somebody else has to throw it out and has to feel bad because they're the ones buying this food that's not getting ate. How are you going to be upset at me for throwing out, you know, condiments that expired 2 years ago because you're like looking for it? For like one occasion that's not even completely necessary to have. You know, like, I may have saved your life. Honestly. You should be thanking me. any other pet peeves?
What did you say your pet peeve was?
Well, people who aren't open-minded.
Oh, yeah.
People who just can't listen. Like, I just like saying crazy shit sometimes. And some people are like, I can't even fathom hearing something that crazy. And it's like, stupid.
Yeah, I get it. I think that's a big comedian pet peeve is when you try to say a joke and it's an obvious joke. Like, it's obvious you made this a joke. and I'm not, this is going to sound a little sexist, but women lean towards the ruining the joke more often than the guys do. I think women are more likely to be like,
dude cast.
Well, no, I'm basing this off of, there's this one girl that I know is like, if you even approach certain subjects, there's literally nothing you can do to make it funny, even if it's fucking hilarious. They're like, no, you're just being rude by saying that.
Like, rape isn't funny. You know, that's like the cliche, right?
Yeah, and she's one of those people where there's no such thing as, you know, a rape joke being funny. But I'm sorry. There are funny rape jokes. There is. It's just that I'm not going to say one, because if I try to make up one, it's probably going to sound terrible and not funny. But comedians have definitely made them in the past.
Oh, yeah.
You got another subject?
Oh, no. I was going to just jump on the open-mindedness topic. Like, I feel like I'm an open-minded person. Like, you're not going to change my mind a lot, but I'm willing to listen. So I think I would count as open-mindedness. Though, the way I think a lot of people would assume I'm closed-minded. I don't know, Blake, you tell the people. Am I open-minded or closed-minded in your opinion?
You're willing to listen to discussion, that's for sure.
I'm not necessarily willing to change my mind, though.
Yeah, no, that's hard to do. But yeah. I also...
But who is, really?
That's what I was going to say, is no one... You're never going to actually change anyone's mind. You just have to present enough evidence to contrary to what they think, for them to consider thinking about it themselves, and then they'll change their mind by thinking it on themselves. They're never going to change their mind during the conversation.
No, not often.
But they could stew on the conversation later and then decide that they want to change their mind. But that's a personal choice between the individual. No one can change anyone else's mind. At least that's what I believe.
I really like that you don't like closed-minded people. Because I feel like I can talk to anyone about almost any subject, and I'm willing to do it, but I don't find a lot of people that can do that myself in a respectful way, too. Or just to say something funny.
That's the biggest one that gets me.
Like, that's the tough part. Like, when you're trying to be funny, like, you don't know if it's funny to other people until you hear them laugh. You're always going out there on a limb. Or not always, but some of the truly, like, the funniest jokes around, you're really nervous about saying them. Because you're like, oh, am I going to step on some heels here? Like, is this crowd going to turn on me? Like, you don't know. But then oftentimes you, like, breathe a sigh of relief, you know, after they laugh. Or you turn red in the face and be like, oh, God, I went too far.
This worked out poorly.
You know? Yeah, see, I feel like my pet peeve as far as that would be, like the telling jokes, is when it's a room full of people laughing. And I'm not just saying like a room full of guys and there's a girl, but like when you get everyone laughing, but there's one person who's like, that's just not funny. It's like, but apparently it is. Apparently it is. Everyone else got enjoyment out of it. I get it may have been a little rude-ish or something, but I don't hate anyone, so I'm not spewing hate.
Have you ever seen a lady, like, so like you tell a set already, right? You go up on stage, you do your jokes and stuff. And have you ever met the lady that will come up to you that you visibly saw laughing, and she'll come up and be like, that was just so gross. Like, you shouldn't, like, I get that all the time and it pisses me off so bad. Like, where, like you shouldn't have said that. And it's like, but you were, I literally watched you laugh at the joke. Like, how are you telling me not to say it?
Yeah, this has never happened to me. Because I mostly, as you've seen, tell personal stories, mostly. Yeah. I mean, I toss in, like, two or three, like, made-up jokes, but they come from, like, the one is based on people calling me Shaq Diesel growing up, and then the other one is based on me seeing cottage cheese in the fridge. But everything else is just personal stories, so I've never had someone tell me, like, other than I lost an aunt over a joke about my mom, she told me that she wouldn't support me until I stopped talking about her sister.
The one joke I'm thinking of?
Yeah, the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not going to be able to support you until you stop talking about my sister. I'm like, bitch, that's my mom. Huh?
Does your mom hate that joke?
Well, my mom passed away. So she's saying that I shouldn't talk about my mom. And it's like, my mom would rather me tell that joke on stage than worry about how offended you are about it. That funny. My mom dead. Is that funny to you?
Don't say it like that. That's not the funny part. Her sister's like, so like, you shouldn't make fun of the dead. And he's like, you know what? I don't want to say your tagline, but the one about the can. But I just – never mind. I'm not going to talk about it right now.
I was like, cigarettes and
We can say whatever. No one – not enough people listen to this.
Well, no, but the shit about the fucking Coke tooth thing, man.
Oh, yeah, Coca-Cola tooth, yeah. She got offended by that too. But it's like that was a joke my mom made up. My mom was the one who made that up.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you offended by a joke she told us when we were growing up? Like, get off your fucking high horse, lady. It's my mom, not it. It stopped being your sister when she became my mom. Like, that's the more important connection. Sorry to tell you.
Mom, Trump, sister.
Yeah, it does every time.
Is it more sad if I tell you that my mom died or that my sister died?
Oh, it's definitely worse if your mom died.
Right, yeah, okay. So mom, Trump, sister, every time.
Yeah, I mean, there's some titty sucking going on. What do you do when you need to blow off stress?
Oh, let's see. Start my heart pumping. Start freaking out from anxiety.
Panic attack.
That's usually my go-to to blow off stress is to fucking have an anxiety attack. Or masturbate. You know, one of those two. That's a good way.
That's a solid one. Masturbation here, number one, two.
Frustration.
Frustration.
Oh, I'm so pissed off.
I also like to hate eat. Like when you're so angry, you just go and make food. And just fucking attack it. That's a good way to relieve stress.
Right. I was going to say either go to the gym or binge drink. One of the two.
Yeah, binge drink. I can't believe I skipped binge drinking. What were you saying?
Oh, I like to play frisbee golf and basketball.
Oh, you actually like playing basketball?
Oh, yeah, I play. I can dunk. I can yammy in.
I like to joke with people like that I've never played with before whenever I go to a court. And like, I'll be like, all right, today's the day. And they'll be like, what? I'm like, today's the day I'm going to dunk. And like most people get that it's a joke, but never fails. One person will be like, wait, man, you can dunk? And it's like, no. No, I cannot.
Not until today.
Dude, honestly, I've always said that if I ever dunked one time, I don't care if the score is 1-0 in the game I'm playing. I'm walking off that court and never fucking coming back.
At the age you're at now, if you ever dunk a basketball from right now until the day you die, you should never touch a basketball ever again.
Well, that was always the plan. Like, even if I was like 17 and I somehow dunked it, I would just walk away because then everyone who was there for that game would just treat me as a legend. They'd be like, dude, we saw this really short fat dude just rise up and slam it. And then he didn't say a word. He just left.
I feel like if they ever make really cool shoes that can help like people jump, we should give them to you first and let you just go to the basketball court and like yam on people. Because that would be so fucking funny. You know how pissed it would be if like there was a whole bunch of like really high caliber guys and you showed up with like super magical shoes or something, like a mic or something, and you started yamming on them? That would be a great time.
That'd be great. Like, and then the mysterious fact that you just left after you did it. And they'd be like, we may have witnessed the greatest basketball player ever on the face of the earth, and he just chose not to play.
Yeah.
It was just nothing to him. He just yammed on this kid.
Speaking of like Mike shoes, that was another thing I thought of when Torch said the whole sliding or like the feet first thing. I was like, oh great, so Michael Jordan never beat the Monstars then, right? Because his arm reached the basket, yes. But his feet were behind, yes, the three-point line.
One of the greatest comebacks of all time.
Exactly.
All time. That does make me think of just like sports moments. It was like, I feel like when you play good at a sport you're not good at, that when you do it, you're way more excited. So, like, I was good at basketball. I was good at, like, football, soccer, basketball. I was terrible at baseball. And I played baseball a lot. My mother loved to watch us play, so we did it. I could barely hit the ball. I was okay fielding. And it was like a work league softball game. And we were just getting destroyed. We were down like 16 runs. And I had never hit a home run in my life. Never even came close. And like, I'm a like decently sized guy, so like I have the power. I just don't have any technique when it comes to batting form. And I just got a hold of this ball, and it was just it was gone. And like, I don't think I realized how far I hit it, but I was running the bases like I was gonna get out on first base. Like, but I made the turn. But like, I started screaming like a little girl as I went across home plate, and like, we're just getting destroyed down like 14 runs. But I've never been that excited in my entire sports career. Like, I've had basketball games where I've scored more points than the other team myself. Like when I was growing up, or soccer, I scored like all of the goals for my team and stuff. But never was I as excited as when I hit that home run.
First time anybody threw a curveball at me, I swear to God, I quit baseball that day. The first time someone threw a curveball at me, I'm like, fuck this shit. A left-handed guy threw a curveball at me, I'm like, I'm fucking done. I want nothing. I don't even get this game. What the fuck do you need to do?
I sucked at baseball too, but I did hit a grand slam, but it was like opposite. If I hadn't hit the grand slam, we would have won 13-0, but we won 17-0. And the field was like, we were kids. We were not in high school yet, but even so, the field was like so short that if you tried to stand in your normal spot in the outfield, you would have been behind the fence. Like, it was a super short fucking fence. But I cranked this fucking grand slam. Got everyone on the team to sign it. Like, that tells you how bad I was. I was the only kid that ever hit a home run where they made sure to have the whole team sign the ball for me. That's what they made sure to do. I will never be more pumped than when any time I'm playing basketball and I block someone. Dude, I fucking let everyone know that I just blocked someone.
Dude, I would be so pissed off if I got blocked by you.
I would say short guys who are aware of the ball can get a lot of blocks. Not like when they're shooting,
but as
they're bringing the ball up. Yeah. Because a lot of bigger guys don't think to like that someone's going to try and do that, but you can make a lot of contact there.
Yeah, yeah. I would be so pissed. And that happens to me sometimes. I can't even lie.
Oh, no. I've blocked a lot of people that were a lot taller than me, and I've done the, like, behind – like, I run up behind them as they're going to shoot, and I hit them from behind.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, I would lose my – that's when I, like, shut the fuck up and I really start playing. Like, that's, like, when I get – like, I'll get so mad in a game like that. Like, I was at the park, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, and there was, like, this little tiny – like, he was real scrawny and real little, and I just, like, went up on a layup I thought I had, like, all by myself. Like I was down there all alone because I picked cookies. But went up on a layup, and this kid just comes behind me. Yeah, dude. And I literally had to go down and yam in the kid's face. I was so upset. Like, I literally ran right at him and just, like, tried to dunk on him. Like, I let him.
I've pissed off a lot of people by making more athletic plays than it looks like I should be able to make.
Oh, yeah, I get pissed off about that.
But that's because I give more effort. That's the only reason. It's not that I'm more athletic. It's I'm willing to give more effort on more plays, so I get – things happen more often than they do for other people.
Oh yeah, I know that you're that one. You're like the spark plug at the rec league, right? Like, you're the one guy that's always like running around and hustling and getting stuff. And
yeah, dude, one time, one of my favorite plays ever was we were going for a ball that was going out of bounds, like me and the dude, like going towards the corner of the baseline. I grabbed it as I was falling out of bounds, and as I was falling, I just turned around and handed it to the dude who was running behind me. And he followed me out of bounds. So I was like, oh, that's our ball. It was one of the coolest plays I've ever done. Because like, I grabbed it as I was falling. And I'm like, shit, here you go.
When I played basketball like as like competitively, I literally just played as like a – like I never really – like I wasn't even like the guy that could like shoot or dribble or anything. I literally just – my whole job was to just piss people off. I got so many technical fouls. Like literally that was my whole job. It's like, hey, can you make sure this guy doesn't score 20 points tonight? And I'm like, I guess so. That's my job, you know? Like, they didn't give me the ball for offense or deep, you know what I mean? All I did was just, like, I really did. I would, like, buck with people and pinch them and stuff. I was the worst. I'm not even joking. I'm super good at, like you know, like crab pinching where you pinch someone between the fingers. Like, I'm really good at that. I would untie people's shorts and just do, like, really fucked up shit to them while we were playing. And then I would talk shit the whole time, too. Like, I'd fuck your mom and stuff. And then I would always, like, because, you know, it is like I graduated in 2012. I would, like, get on Facebook and, like, find their mom and, like, know their mom's name. Like, this one night I did it to this kid from, like, our, like a school, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to fuck Heather. I'm going to fuck Heather after this game because we're going to beat you, and then I'm going to fuck your mom, Heather. And the kid got so pissed, he scored, like, 8 points. My coach was super happy.
Nice.
That's really what I did, though.
Now that we know that you were the high school version of Ron Artest.
I don't know why my peak, like, basketball athleticism came in eighth grade. Like, most sports, like, think about this. Like, well, I guess it depends because you could get out of shape. Like, we're starting to get to that age. But, like, I am way stronger than I was when I was in eighth grade. Like, I had a growth spurt, and I got to, like, 6 foot in eighth grade and probably weighed, like, 135 pounds. So, very skinny kid. Whereas now I'm 6 foot and, like, 250. But, like, a decent 250. Like, I hold it pretty well. And I could kick my ass. Like, eighth grade me would kick my ass in basketball. And I don't know what it was, but there was just a lot of luck involved, I want to say. Like, the shots I used to take were not high percentage shots, but I would get them to go in.
But you were probably taking a lot more shots, too. So, like, you would took a lot of the same kind of, like, low percent. Like,
That was my biggest thing was reverse layups. I did not miss over a reverse layup. I couldn't miss them. I was automatic. And, like, you know, at that age, not a lot of people, like, try that or they think it's, like, this super, like, great move. I couldn't do a regular left-hand layup to save my life, but I could do a reverse left-side layup. Like, it was nothing. And so, like, I would do that, and I would get hacked every time because the kids don't know how to react, so they hack me, and I still make it. You know, or do a turnaround J, get fouled, still make it. But it's just a weird thought that, like, I was better at a sport in eighth grade than I am now.
I wonder if God lets you look at something like that. Like, when were you in peak performance for what? Like, can you go back and look at the best version of you for, like, basketball?
Well, that's the thing I think, though, because I was a forward. I was never, like, a guard. So you would think, you know, 120 pounds would let me box out a whole lot easier now, which is probably still true. But I would bet eighth grade me would get, like, 1 out of 5 rebounds versus, like, current me.
But well, that's just lack of effort. You're just a bitch.
But I would just miss all of them now. Like, off the backboard, just too powerful or not right. Like, no touch. Whereas me then, like, that 1 out of 5, like, rebounds, I'm going to make it, like, every time if I'm on offense.
All right, we're just going to have to cut this one short. Well, not short. We've gone quite a while today. But, Devin, thank you for joining us. Hope you had fun.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Awesome. Maddie?
Yep. Have a good one, folks.
Everyone, bye.